If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, normally sunset is in the evening time. It is not at night, but that is what happened. The sun setting in the NBA. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, close together as we play a game of give and take, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and blaringly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the walk as we walk the walk of shame on a nightly basis. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Big Greg in Iowa thinks the 10,000 number is pretty cool. So we begin anew this hour as our in-depth team coverage continues all that's going on in the wacky world of sports. And our lead this hour coming from the Grand Canyon State, as the first team to punch their ticket into the next round of the Pro Bouncy Ball playoffs has taken place. And if you expected the Suns to be that team, you are wrong. Wrong. It was game four, opening round. And if you didn't watch it, based on the ratings, you probably did not watch it. Anthony Edwards, he's good. Anthony Edwards had 40 points. He only had 9 in the first half, 31 in the second half. Karl Anthony Towns, better known as Cat because he plays like a pussycat. He had 28 points, and Minnesota went turbo time down the stretch. They pull away late, beat the Suns. They never really got a giant lead, but they played much better down the stretch. A 6-point win for the Minnesota basketball team and the old broom. They sweep away the team from Arizona as Edwards in the second half was too much. He finished 13 of 23 from the floor, 7 of 13 from downtown. Ant-Man, he also had a rim-rattling hammer dunk, one-handed hammer dunk, with about 2 minutes to go in the game. You're watching on the Turner broadcast. You said, well, that's a pretty good play. At the time, it put Minnesota up by 4. And they would never give up the lead after that, and they end up winning the game. So Minnesota will now move on. They'll play Denver in the semifinals. But the better story is in the losing locker room. And so an epic fail. That's where we go. Epic fail for the Suns. Let us discuss what happened here. So the question, what is the most intriguing aspect? What is the most intriguing aspect of the Suns' meltdown? Not even able to win a single game against the youthful Timberwolves. So I've got Pentagon, Pockmarks, and Monopoly. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make pastrami fries, because that sounds good. I like pastrami fries. All right, so number one.
Number one.
It is going to be enthralling for those of us that enjoy Schadenfreude. It'll be enthralling to see what happens next in Arizona. And what usually goes on, and I don't see it being any different here, as I'm a distant relative of Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus, the way it's going to work in Arizona is the same way it works everywhere, self-preservation mode. It ain't my fault. That blankety blank's the guy. Ain't my fault. I did my job. That's usually how these things go. Finger pointing here, there, and everywhere. But the difference is Matt Ishbia, the guy that paid $4 billion, with a B like Ben, $4 billion to buy the Phoenix basketball team. That's a lot of dough. We all know that. And he followed the Harley Davidson model, go big or go home. He said, I'm going big. He went for it. And he picked up Bradley Beal, big trade from Washington. Got originally, the first big move was Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn team, and they teamed those guys with Devin Booker, and it just did not work. There's one exception, though. Instead of go big or go home, it's go big and go home is how this went for the Suns. So now somebody's got to be the fall guy, got to have a fall guy, and it would appear the smart money, based on the by-the-book, paint-by-numbers, follow-the-recipe, is to just human sacrifice Frank Vogel. Now, Vogel was very confident. Of course he was. He believes he'll keep the job with the Suns. The basic move would be get rid of Frank Vogel, give him the pink slip, and then make some cosmetic changes to the roster. That's what the normal move would be in this situation. But Matt Ishbia is a bit of a loose cannon, and he's got a basketball background. He was a bench warmer back in the day at Michigan State. So there's a bit of a basketball background there. And Matt Ishbia could also go like the Pentagon, shock and awe. Now, what would be the shock and awe move here? The shock and awe move would be to trade Devin Booker, to get rid of Devin Booker and say, bye-bye, get out of here. Now, Booker had a massive stat line in this game. Normally, he vanishes in closeout games. Normally, Devin Booker is nowhere to be seen in closeout games. But in this game, he put up a big stat line. Not that it mattered, as the Suns still ended up losing. There's a lot of empty stats on Booker. You can get a fair amount for him, and the Suns would then have Durant and Bradley Beal and then whoever they get for Devin Booker. So that would be the move. Or the other possibility is that Kevin Durant, who's never loyal to anyone, just says, screw this, I don't want to stay here. I'm in my late 30s. I only have a couple years left of good basketball. I want to go somewhere else. I want to go to a team that's good, and you're not good, and I don't want to sit here and play for your sorry-ass team. I'm a wanderer. I want to go somewhere else. All right, now, we head to Philadelphia, where Jalen Brunson, we were skeptical when the Knicks got him from the Mavericks. We're like, was this guy really going to be able to play the way he did in the playoffs for the Mavericks? Well, yes, the answers are resounding yes. And Jalen Brunson had 47 points. And New York takes a commanding lead over Philadelphia, 3-1 over the Knickerbockers. The story here, though, was the infestation of the Knickerbocker fan that overtook the Delaware Valley. There's a clip. We'd play it for you, but we're not allowed to play the word of inside the arena in Philadelphia after the game, as the Knickerbocker fans are making their way down the escalators to go out into the sky there, the afternoon sky in Philadelphia, and they are serenading F, you know who, F-M-B, but they're saying the full word, so we can't play it. And it was, and when I say a lot of Knicks fans, I didn't see any Sixer fans. It looked like 1,000 fans of the New York Pro Basketball team. I bring that up because Joel Embiid, following the game, Joel Embiid said that he was frustrated. He implied that he was annoyed that the Philly fan, the well-regarded, boisterous, in-your-face Philly fan, that they sold their tickets, that there was a hostile takeover of Knickerbocker patrons in Philly. So how does this happen? How did we get to that point where you have a hostile takeover by the Knickerbocker fans? So the way I look at this, it's pockmarks. The P in that would be proximity, ergo less than 100 miles from New York City to Philadelphia. I've made that trip. It's not that far at all. It's like going from L.A. to San Diego. What we have here, we do the show from L.A. It's a close, short trip. So proximity, and then the O for opportunity, right? Because there was an opportunity to price gouge. If you're a Philadelphia season ticket holder, Sixers fan, you had tickets to that game, there's an opportunity for you to price gouge and make a quick buck off the New Yorkers that are all gung-ho. And then the C part of the pockmark would be cloudy, as in the cloud of negativity around the Sixers. They're not good enough. This is not their year. They're not going to win. They're going to lose the series anyway, so you might as well make some money. And that's what a number of people did. Philadelphia has been regarded as one of the great sports towns. You think of American sports, you think Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. Passion, anger, rage, it just matters a little more, supposedly, in those places. However, what we realize is when you pull back the curtain, ultimately, we've all got bills to pay, no matter whether you're a bigger sports fan in Philly than you would be somewhere else. But I look at it like it's even though it's got this great reputation, when you peel back that curtain, it's really no different than Miami or L.A. Like, hey, team's probably not that good. They're not going to win this year. Let's make some money. Somebody else wants the tickets. We can charge double or triple and make a quick buck. Why not? And yeah, help us out a little bit, a little more comfortable. What the hell? Why not? It's not like the Sixers lower the ticket prices or any of these teams in professional sports looking out for the little guy. They don't care about that. All right, final point. We head to the Field House in Indy, where the Bucks and the Pacers, they also played on Sunday. A little pro bouncy ball. Someone named Miles Turner, I am told that is a center for the Indiana basketball team. He scored a bunch of three-point shots. I mean, he knocked down 7 3-pointers. The center for the Pacers knocked down 7 3-pointers. He had 29 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. And as a franchise, Indiana broke the all-time record for them. Most three-point shots made in a single playoff game, 22 three balls, as they defeated the shell of the Milwaukee basketball team, as they did not have their big gun. Giannis Antetokounmpo says, hey, I'm like Kawhi Leonard. I don't have to play. And Dame Lillard unable to play for the Milwaukee basketball team. The Bucks without their stars. So where do things go from here as Milwaukee on death doorstep? They are on the brink of elimination, down 3-1. Indiana up in that series. So where do things go from here for Doc Rivers and Milwaukee? I will answer that question. So the way this works here, for Doc, this could not have worked out better. This is a dream come true for Doc Rivers. Because no one is going to blame Doc Rivers for Milwaukee losing this series. I said, no one's going to blame him. It's not going to happen, right? And so it's the perfect monopoly card for Doc. Doc can say, hey, you know, I got my card right here from the bottom of the deck. Get out of coaching purgatory card for Doc Rivers. He can just shrug his shoulders and say, well, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, we would have won if we had had Giannis. If Dame hadn't gotten hurt, we would have been right there. We would have won this thing. Not my fault. And sure, of course, it would have been spectacular if those guys had played, because to see them lose. After game one, we thought, well, there's no way the Bucks can screw this up. They're just so much better from top to bottom than Indiana. And Giannis hasn't played a game in this series. But in the end, Lillard got hurt, and now the Pacers are this close to advancing and moving on. And the good thing for Doc also is you cannot blow, mathematically impossible to blow a 3-1 series lead if you trail 3-1 instead of leading 3-1. So good news for Doc. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part you can join us here. And speakeasy rules are in effect. There is a line open also on X at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller if you'd like to be part of the program. An NFL quarterback has gone viral for something they did at a hockey game. Hockey? Yeah, at a hockey game. What did they do? Who is it? Starting quarterback in the NFL going viral, but what did they do? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Step into a world of imagination. The Ben Maller Show has no marketing budget. We need your assistance in growing the congregation of the Maller Militia. How do you do it? Tag Maller-related content on all social media networks. You are the missing jigsaw puzzle piece to unlock the Ben Maller Show to new compatriots. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Rolling on all night, all week. A lot of pro bouncy ball talk. Well, move away from that as we go through the night, but we began here with this hour, the Suns being ejected from the NBA playoffs by the Minnesota pro basketball team and a hostile takeover by the Knickerbocker fans in Philadelphia as they serenaded Joel Embiid with F Embiid. We'll take some calls here and also reaction from the social media crowd. For example, we have the great Jay Scoop checking in from the Ukraine, he says. Currently all the way from the Ukraine. He's listening live. He says, 21 again. Bull Pucky. He says, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I can't hear your message right now because I'm on the air. But I will play it. He sent me a little audio message. It's very nice. Yefimi writes and says, interesting commercial from Big Lou. If you have three ex-wives, he says, going for your money, ruining your time with your trophy wife, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two.
Wow.
It's good retention of the commercial. Let's go to Texas Jack, who's up next. Hello, Texas Jack.
How are you doing, Mr. Maller?
If I was any better, I'd be a Maverick, but not a Dallas Maverick, Texas Jack, because, see, they fell behind by 31 points at home and then watched the Clippers beat them after they came back and took the lead. How embarrassing is that?
Yeah, that hurt.
Okay, all right.
They stink.
That's all I was looking for. I needed the pain. That's what I needed.
Yeah, well, you got the pain. I was upset.
Right.
Y'all are beating the hell out of Luka, and I'm sick of it.
Well, Luka's got to toughen up. He's a soft Euro. You got to toughen the guy up. Come on. It's America. We play physical.
Well, I was happy to see Paul George turn back into Jeff George. That was nice.
You enjoyed that. But he did, at the end there, he did make the big shot, the herky-jerky three-pointer when he lost the ball, picked it up in the corner.
Yeah, and that was a good shot.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good.
That was a good shot. Yeah. He was covered. That was just a good shot.
Yeah. Try not to fall behind by 31 points. That would be good. What do I know about basketball? Maybe that's what you wanted to do, fall behind by 31 points.
Y'all came out and you couldn't miss. I mean, sometimes that happens. We haven't had that game yet, but it's coming.
Well, it might happen next year in preseason games. The Mavericks might have a good game next year in the preseason. Won't miss any shots.
I love your confidence.
Well, listen, I said it's going to go seven. It'll come down to a game seven. Someone's going to choke in a game seven. And will that be Luka? Is that going to be Kyrie? Will that be Paul George or James Harden? We will find out, and we will have blow-by-blow coverage right here.
Yeah.
All right, Texas Jack. Yeah. Hang in there.
Good luck to you, buddy.
All right, thank you. Boy, if the game had ended with Dallas winning, Texas Jack would have been the first call online. He would have been right there, and it would have been nonstop Maverick propaganda. Maverick propaganda. Getting some messages. People were pointing out Supermarket Steve said he was going to call up the first hour of the show, and he did not call up the first hour of the show. So what happened to Supermarket Steve? He's the one that is my advisor. People very upset with me. He's online. All right, good. See, I speak of the devil, and the devil shall appear. Let's go now to our grocery store expert, Supermarket Steve.
I love jumping right to the front of the line, Ben. That's very nice of you. Show me the respect I deserve as a longtime caller.
Well, now you're annoying other people. But let me point out here that my inbox was filled over the weekend with people very upset. Most of the messages started with, I really liked your show, but... That's usually how those messages began. And it's all because of a position that you've advised me on. You're my guy, Supermarket Steve. You've told me for a long time that when I'm at the grocery store, I do not need to put the cart back because there's someone's job that's on the line. If I put the cart back, I'm taking from their job.
Okay, so first off, I love the passionate grocery talk going on last week. It really brought up a lot of passion in me and my job and how much it affects the people in the world. It made me feel really good about my life. I just want to let you guys know, I want to give you a little history on the grocery industry. About 10 years ago, there used to be an actual job at the grocery store called cart attendant that used to be in charge of doing the carts and cleaning the floors every hour. They phased that out and combined it with your person that's supposed to bag your groceries, which, by the way, you don't see up there bagging groceries anymore, right? Because they're out picking up the carts or cleaning the floors. But if you guys stopped taking the carts back And I understand it might be inconvenient for like a week or two. And people might not be able to show up in the stores and go out in the stores. And maybe they might need the meat department guy to come out and clean up the carts, and the meat department will suffer. They will have to hire that position back. I went to dinner last night, and it'd be like if I finished the dinner and decided I'm going to pick up all my dishes, walk them over to the dishwasher, put them in the dishwasher for the person. We no longer need a busboy. Phase that industry out. You're taking our jobs. That's, and I understand you're trying to make it easier for the fellow man, but don't look at me like you're doing helping me out. You're helping out.
That's a great take. Person. That's a great.
Who, wait a minute. Who in the hell is cleaning the floor every hour?
Okay. No, this is the dumbest, most Ben ass kissing take I've ever heard in my life.
Eating off the floor.
You guys are so upset because you're on the wrong side here.
No, we're not. That's right. You've got one idiot that's calling in your defense.
This guy's a professional.
Versus like
how long you worked in the business?
Dozens of other grocery people that have been talking to you online.
How long have you worked in the grocery business, Supermarket Steve? How long?
I celebrated my 19th year.
19 years of experience. The guy's a veteran.
Mr. Nice Guy's been in it since the 80s. Since the 80s.
Listen, the modern grocery store, you live the life. And you're right. It starts with the grocery cart. Next thing you know.
Anybody can be a shill, Ben.
We're going to have to put the
dirt. There's not going to be any baggers anymore.
No, we're going
to. We don't have any baggers at the grocery store to go to.
But this is what he's talking about. We're taking jobs away. If the people push back. We will get our grocery cart people back.
They're not hiring these people because they don't want to pay them.
Eddie?
It has nothing to do if they're valuable or not.
If customers raise a hullabaloo, we will get our grocery store people back, our grocery cart people.
Okay, but Eddie, next time you decide you don't want an item too, maybe you should take that all the way back to the place where it was instead of just leaving it anywhere on
That's
the aisle.
That's a great take. That's a great take. People do not do that, Eddie.
I do that.
People don't. No, you don't.
Yes,
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
Garcia's a liar.
I'm not.
There's no YouTube channel or Instagram channel of people not putting their items back. It's only grocery carts because it inconveniences people pulling in the cart. They don't care about the workers. They only care about the next
exactly.
person.
Exactly. Eddie is selfish and Coop's selfish. These guys, Eddie and Coop hate you. They spit loogies at you, supermarket.
This has nothing to do with him. He's talking about a hypothetical person that could be hired later on in the future. If every idiot out there stop returning their cart. He's making the most ridiculous hypothetical argument there is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I have a way this could affect you, Coop. I have a pitch for your man, Don Martin. Because the other day, some guy complained about how rude you were on the radio. I suggest we have an automated phone caller.
Yeah, there you
that
go.
I would love that. Please. Please.
And the next thing we know, we just need a person, AI, to do the updates every hour.
It's coming.
Disagree with Ben.
I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. Take over Eddie's position.
Yeah, it's
you
coming.
Keep taking our jobs.
And well,
you
eventually.
Our jobs, that's fine, but don't get mad when all of a sudden there's no one there to help you.
No, this has nothing to do with
automated hosts, too.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with people returning their cart. They would figure out a way to get a robot to collect the carts before hiring more people.
That's a job robots can't do. They can't do the grocery.
Why not?
They will be able to do it.
Yeah, they will not be able to do it. They'll get hit. People run them over.
Too many expensive cars in the parking lot that would be liable for our people. We've already tried that. It doesn't work.
Exactly, exactly.
What are you talking about? So that's the expensive cars. You would be oh my God. That's why you need to return the carts to the cart corral.
And we're not touching those carts. It's not our problem.
Supermarket Steve. Time out. Supermarket Steve.
Move them. But if a machine's moving the cart and pushes it into your BMW, that's on us.
Now, Supermarket Steve, did you hear how flustered Coop is and Eddie? Because they're on the wrong side of history. They're on the wrong side.
No, we're not.
I just can't believe
zero concern. You know, it's statistics, Ben. You've got one guy that's calling up and kissing your ass.
Well, this guy's versus 19 years in the business.
1980s. Mr. Nice Guy, 1980s. That beats 19 years. I hate to break it to you, but that's like 40 years ago.
He's a dick in Dayton, Mr. Nice Guy. This guy's a real human being. A real living human being. What's that?
I'm the one who brought this up in the first place.
Exactly. You brought it up. You're the one.
So you were the first wrong person. Congratulations.
No, and you're right. Listen, Supermarket Steve, it starts with the grocery cart. You're expected to return the grocery cart, and then you got to bring you eat spaghetti, and it is tomato sauce and little pieces of spaghetti, and you got to go back and wash the dishes.
You're your own groceries, and next thing you know, you're going to have to order your own groceries through the system instead of having me order them.
What are you talking about? That's already the case. You already going. There's one aisle open with a real person, and you have to go to self-checkout 90% of the time anyway.
No, not anymore. People have been stealing crap from the checkout. They've closed that down a lot of places because people are animals, and they'll steal crap from the self-checkout.
They ring out two items, and they walk out with 10.
Yeah, it's crap, man. It's bull crap. Or I saw anyway. Aren't there TikTok videos of people on there that they use the different barcode for a cheaper item? And then they'll check out with the cheaper item, but they'll get the more expensive item.
Or pull off closeout tags and put them on other items. Yeah, people do that too.
Yeah. Those are the people Coop defends, by the way. He defends.
I love this passionate grocery talk, by the way. It's awesome for a sports radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. We're all going to get fired. It's great. Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic.
Can we work with you when we lose it? I'll be the grocery cart guy. I get to walk around the park. I could be a good grocery cart guy. I would.
I'd be willing to bet any amount of money if we went and surveyed employees at supermarkets around California, the vast majority would side with me and Eddie. I would bet anything.
The majority wouldn't want to do any work at all.
Exactly.
100%.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You know what?
You're literally saying they don't want to do their job.
You're literally saying they don't want to do their job.
No, it's not. Let them do their job.
Their job is to go and collect the carts. They still have to go to the parking lot and get the carts from the cart corral and bring them back to the grocery store. They are always going to have to do that. Nobody's bringing their carts all the way back to the store.
I got
to
end this.
Loud noise.
All right, Supermarket Steve, great take. You get a golden ticket. You're on the right side. These guys are wrong.
I got a golden ticket.
Okay. All right. Hang up. Go away. Thank you.
Worst golden ticket ever handed out in the history of the Ben Maller Show.
19-year professional.
A golden ticket hack. If you just call up and kiss Ben's ass and agree with him when he's completely wrong, you will get a golden ticket.
Again, you're the one yelling. I'm not yelling. You're the one. You and Eddie are all worked up.
Because
you're wrong.
Yeah, we're passionate.
Because you're wrong. That's right. That makes
good talk radio. Passion.
You were yelling first. What are you talking about?
I'm a talk show host.
That's what I do. You're not a talk show host. You're over there. You don't yell. I'm a yeller. I'm Old Yeller. That's my name, Old Yeller.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually
in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Back to the NBA, we had a coach down.
I was watching this.
Timberwolves Suns game.
Friendly fire, Eddie. It was friendly fire.
Yes, it was. It was one of his players. Maybe he doesn't like him. Chris Finch, the head coach of the Timberwolves. Who? Chris Finch.
If you put a police lineup of NBA coaches,
no clue who this guy is.
I couldn't pick him out either.
No. Mike Conley of the Timberwolves.
I know who he is.
Went knee on knee with Finch there, and then he went down.
Down goes Finch. Down goes Finch.
And apparently suffered a ruptured patella tendon.
Now, I'm not a doctor, Eddie, but I can't play one on the radio. That does not sound comfortable.
They had to help him off the court there.
Yeah.
Is he going to have to coach from a wheelchair? Will they allow that?
Well, no, I think he can sit on the bench, but he just can't stand up and walk around. They'll probably put him on the bench.
Maybe give him like a megaphone.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
How about an old Mr. microphone? From our youth, Eddie.
Get a lot of feedback on that thing.
I wonder if Lorena even knows what a Mr. Microphone is.
I don't think so. I bet she doesn't.
You know what a Mr. No idea.
No, not that specific name.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Maybe a microphone that looks like a man. I don't know.
So that would make sense, I guess. Yeah.
It was a microphone you could buy.
It was an infomercial.
You tune it into your radio and you could speak over the radio.
Yeah,
and you could pretend to be an on-air personality.
That's right. Yes, yeah. And then
back in the Stone Age when me and Eddie were kids, this was like a big thing.
It was revolutionary.
Yeah. And they had a great commercial arena where the guy was in the car and he was speaking through his car radio and he was telling the girls, "Hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later."
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, get chicks with it all the time.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can check it out. The commercials. Coop just pulled
it up on his computer.
Yeah, old school, classic. All right, are we good?
We're done.
We're good. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on through these overnight hours. And we had a quarterback go viral at, of all things, a hockey. Now, if you look at the depth chart, and who doesn't want to look at the depth chart for the football team that plays their games in Nashville, Tennessee, the number one quarterback, the very top of the depth chart there, is none other than Will Levis, number 8 in your program, but number 1 in your heart. And he was at the hockey game in Nashville over the weekend there. They have a tradition with catfish. They like to enjoy the catfish, and they had a ceremony during the Predators-Canucks playoff game. Did you see what Will Levis did with the catfish that went viral here, Eddie? Will Levis at Game 4, Predators and Canucks, first-round series there in Nashville, downtown Nashville. Before the game started, cameras caught him holding the catfish, and he kissed the catfish! He kissed the catfish! He kissed the dead catfish! Can you get sick from that? Is there some kind of catfish illness that one can catch from making
out? We'll find out if there is.
Wow. How about that? I mean, I don't know. I don't like fish at all. I'm not a fan of the fish. I don't enjoy the fish. But Will Levis, man, he looks like he's a professional wrestler in there. And he just smooched that. He was trying to get the crowd fired up. And he held that like a football. And then he kissed it. And, man. Anyway. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. The Tuna in Laguna is up next. Hello, Tuna in Laguna.
What's up, Ben? So, regarding the grocery cart.
Yeah.
At first, I thought you were wrong. So, my next few visits, I started becoming more aware of my surroundings at the grocery store. So, a few weeks ago, I went to one of these upscale markets in SoCal. No baggers. Only one check line is open. So, I start looking around. It takes me an hour to get out of there and check out. The kids out there with the orange vests grabbing carts and sweeping the floor. Takes forever. They're trying to get you into self-checkout lane. Next, following week, I go to one of the places in the hood. They got baggers everywhere, and they got a dedicated cart guy. I was in and out in 10 seconds. You're absolutely right. We need the dedicated cart guy.
Yep.
You're right.
And also,
the other thing is every parking spot was open because there were no carts in any parking spots. So I had more access to park closer because there wasn't just random carts. I know we need to do that for a few weeks to make them hire the cart guy. We must sacrifice.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. We need the cart guy.
Well, short-term pain for long-term gain. You're right. And Eddie's wrong, and Coop's wrong, and we're right. Supermarkets, me, you, Lorena, we're all right. We're on the right side of this. And I just wanted to
chime in and say thank you for enlightening me, because a few weeks ago I thought I hated you for this take, but as I grew, I learned.
It's an unpopular take at first, but people, they grow to love the take.
It's like gin, you gotta, it takes a while.
They want the take to be their take. They want to steal the take, but they can't have the take. It was my take.
Thank you for the enlightenment.
Here for you. Thank you, Tuna in Laguna. Appreciate that. It is the Ben Maller Show. Time now for the Insta Trivia. Blank has a 3-17 personal record in the playoffs. That is the worst winning percentage by any single player in NBA playoff history with at least 20 games. Again, Blank has a 3-17 record in the playoffs. That's the worst winning percentage, 150, by any player in NBA playoff history with at least 20 games. That is the Insta Trivia, the answer. And Maller to the third degree. We'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift the chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us both. The Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcasts are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Insta Trivia. Here it is. A blank is 3-17 in their career in the playoffs. That is the worst winning percentage, 150, by any player in NBA history with a minimum of 20 games in the postseason. That is the Insta Trivia. What is the answer? Let's see. Does anyone know the answer? Cowboy Killer says it has to be Papa Smurf, that's the way to go. Who else do we have? Paige Dan. Justin in Cincinnati says it's Chris in Houston. I hope Chris is enjoying the dreaded day shift. Who else do we have? Paige Dan. Dwayne Shinsius from ALF, the alien opiner and his mullet. Jelly Bean Bryant from Shane of Des Moines. Who else do we have? Paige Dan. The I-40 Ian character writes in, says Hideki Arabu, the fat toad. You changed it to something else. Who else do we have? Paige Dan, Roy Tarpley from Fudgy in Boston. Who else do we have? Todd in Iowa, the dashing man, says Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, better known as Joe Barry Carroll. Pop Warner, guessed by Johnny Q. Andy from Lino Lakes, Minnesota says, Mr. Unlimited Smush Parker from our friend Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. AC Law from Trucker Joe. Skynet, guessed by Yefimi, that's his answer. Eddie, do you have an answer? It is not Mark Mad Dog Madsen, guessed by another Ben.
Oh, but that was a really good guess, though.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with former NBA legend Rosho Nesterovic.
That's an interesting name, Eddie. That's incorrect, though. The correct answer.
Hooray!
From your Phoenix Suns that were just swept out of the playoffs, Yusuf Nurkic is the answer. Yusuf Nurkic. Here we go! Let's go! How about that?
To the third degree.
And Kubala.
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubala.
Knicks legend Charles Oakley expressed displeasure with the antics of Joel Embiid over the weekend and called out the Knicks for not putting him in his place. Ben, do you think Embiid is a dirty player?
No, I don't think he's a dirty player. Although, Charles Oakley, I thought Oakley's banned from all Knick activities. Didn't he get taken out in handcuffs at Madison Square Garden? What is he still worried about the Knicks? He should focus on the Bulls and the other teams he played for, not the Knicks. What's up with focus on the Toronto Raptors. Next!
Deion Sanders recently met with a 99-year-old Buffalo superfan and promised her that the team will make a bowl game next year. Ben, do you think he'll be able to follow through with that promise?
Well, yeah, there's a million bowl games. All they have to do is be within, like, two games of .500. So, yeah, Colorado will be close enough to bowl eligible. Plus, Deion Sanders is good marketing for a bowl game. So, yeah, Colorado will be in a bowl game. Next!
After being swept, the Suns probably need to retool the roster, but so much of the payroll is committed to their big three, they don't have much to work with. Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause. Devin Booker is seen as untouchable. So that leaves Kevin Durant. Ben, do you think they'll trade him?
Well, with Durant, he could ask for a trade. So, yeah, I think there's a 25% chance Durant gets traded. I still think that Devin Booker is in play. All cards are on the table. How'd we do? How'd we do?
You pass.
All right. That's a pass. I pass. I got a winning grade.
Wrong about the cards, though.
That was impressive. I was very impressed, actually.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.